Welcome to Alex Asks, a podcast series determined to bring to light the inequities within the music industry and discuss ways we can do better. Each episode, we'll take a look at an artist that experienced injustice within the industry. What happened, why it happened, how we reacted, how it all went down. I'm Alex, your host. Thank you so much for being here. I hope anyone who took the opportunity to listen to some of Ari's music after the last episode got a little deeper glimpse into the meaning behind the music. The music is what it is because of the story, and I'm still forever grateful as a fan that she chose to share so much with us and be so vulnerable. Today's episode, Alex asks, what happened with Britney Spears? Before I start, I'd just like to say I will be discussing topics related to mental health and abuse. So Britney Spears is just that artist many associate with being a pop princess. The moment she first came onto the music scene in 1999, Britney was a global phenomenon with her unstoppable and ridiculously catchy hit Baby One More Time and the accompanying album of the same name, which has sold over 13 million copies to date in the US. She is a Grammy Award-winning artist, a 7-time Billboard Music Award winner, and recipient of the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. She continued to release chart-topping album after another and quickly became one of the top-selling artists of all time. She continued for years on a streak of making headlines, shocking audiences with her performances and breaking records at the same time. And this trend did not stop, even after her troubles in the spotlight started to come to a head. By 2006, Britney Spears was fully being watched 100% of the time by paparazzi, who had much to say about her quick engagement to her then-husband, Kevin Federline. Spears was being critiqued as a mother to her two young sons and was facing immense pressure from mainstream media. She filed for divorce from Kevin in November of 2006, and in January of 2007, her aunt died of ovarian cancer. All of this led to Spears checking herself into a rehab facility for less than a day before flying back to Los Angeles and infamously shaving her head. This highly publicized breakdown led her to check herself into more treatment facilities before she eventually lost custody of her children. Following the release of her album Blackout, Britney was ripped apart by critics for her MTV performance, and shortly thereafter her visitation rights were revoked, leading to her being committed at a psychiatric ward and placed on involuntary psychiatric hold. The court ruled that she would be placed under permanent conservatorship of her father and her attorney, leaving them in total control of her assets. This is the first instance of the Free Britney movement, in which diehard fans of Britney began to develop conspiracy theories surrounding how and why she was placed under conservatorship, especially after just a few days of being released, Britney was already back and working on new music. But despite her continued success, she spoke openly about how restrictive the conservatorship situation was, saying it felt like a mental prison that she was forced to live in every day. An outside lawyer she hired, something she would not be able to do under the terms of the conservatorship, attempted to win her back her autonomy after years of continued improvement. But the courts ruled that her improvements were only a testament to the success of her conservatorship and denied the request. Again, the Free Britney movement picked up interest, as fans began to question why Britney was still being controlled by her father and her attorney, when she no longer wanted to be and had been showing improvement. Still, she continued to put out music consistently and had expanded her repertoire to include a stint as a judge on X Factor and a Las Vegas residency. She then took the residency worldwide on the Piece of Me tour, and upon returning, announced another residency show called Domination, which was slated to begin in February of 2019. However, in late 2018, while rehearsing for the residency, she began a different regimen of medications as recommended by her doctors, and her father became gravely ill. This combination of stressors led to Britney postponing and eventually canceling her Las Vegas residency in January of 2019, citing a commitment to her family at the time. Free Britney theories began to circulate online again after her attorney abruptly stepped down from his position and his place in the conservatorship arrangement. The movement really reached its peak when it was announced by People magazine that Britney had admitted herself to another treatment facility in April of 2019, after years of being outside of one. Rumors began to circulate that Britney was forced to enter the facility and cancel the residency after her father noticed she was not taking her medications. Much of these theories and rumors started from a podcast series, interesting, that specifically targets news and stories trying to unpack the conservatorship arrangement of Britney's career. The podcast, titled Britney's Grams, is apparently well-intentioned and the creators are fans of Britney's, but it has received backlash from critics for creating stories based on little to no evidence and mere speculation. But the podcast series does not come without merit, as Britney has explicitly stated wanting to regain her legal autonomy in the past. This is true, especially given that the lawyer's response to rumors that her father was trying to make her take medication is technically illegal in the terms of the conservatorship, but this technicality does not guarantee that it did not actually happen. The worry, the podcast creators say, is that Britney's conservators watch over her finances, dictate her financial choices, and therefore profit off of what she does. The control they have over her life, they argue, is too much for any one person to deal with, causing her to experience mental health issues in the first place. As a result of this worry of control over Britney, fans demonstrated outside a West Hollywood courthouse to bring attention to what they perceived as unfair control over Britney's life and career. Britney then shared a public statement on Instagram, stating that fans' worries were appreciated, but that all was well. At the time, Spears' mother, Lynn Spears, expressed a desire to become more involved in the conservatorship process and was seen liking posts on social media related to the Free Britney movement. Britney was released from the Wellness Center and in May appeared in court to discuss new terms of her conservatorship. After the hearing, an investigation into the terms of her conservatorship was conducted. The investigation revealed that Britney's father and conservator had allegedly abused Britney's son, and Federline had filed a police report in August. Her sons have since been granted a multi-year restraining order against their grandfather, but Britney is still tied to her conservatorship, with financial control still under her father's watch, and everything else under the watch of Jody Montgomery, Spears' supposed care manager, till August of 2020, when it will be reevaluated. There are a lot of issues with Britney's conservatorship and the fan response and advocacy, but it begins with what triggered so much of Britney's troubles in the first place. Paparazzi and its presence and involvement in terrorizing the lives of celebrities has been well documented to push people to paranoia, anxiety, and overall unease. There's a reason why so many artists write songs addressing paps directly. Even Britney's hit single, Gimme More, was written as a response to paparazzi constantly giving her attention. Whether it was negative, which it mainly was, or positive, Britney was strong in her conviction that she could take it. But it drove her to publicly break down in front of millions of fans, and the status of her mental health issues not only became topic of conversation, but became a way for news media to increase views and therefore profits. It seems that everyone except Britney is in control of her life, and this led to her being exploited by her lawyer and her father for years. But the discussion surrounding Britney's autonomy is important here as well. As outsiders, fans and readers and listeners do not actually have any idea what goes on behind closed doors and whether or not any of these theories surrounding the circumstances of Britney's conservatorship are founded. It has now become public knowledge that Britney's father is an abuser, which has sparked further discussion about his intentions as conservator. But at the end of the day, we don't know whether or not Britney is fully being manipulated to put songs out or not, to perform or not, to speak out or not. Britney stands by her claims that she is in a healthy situation, but her repeated desire to be freed from her conservatorship throws a wrench in the idea that her relationship with her conservators has been a healthy one. And with increased involvement of Lynn Spears, there has been increased speculation into whether the conservatorship is still necessary. Fans and media publications have speculated that since Britney has now proven to be able to function well under the pressures of fame and performing, she should now be granted autonomy over her finances and whether or not she can care for her children. Until August, however, Britney will still be under the supervised watch of others. This is more telling of the culture in which we live today that seems to flip-flop on its feelings of celebrities on a quick and harmful basis. Depending on the way the story is spun in the media, society will bash an artist for behaving erratically, that is, Britney's public meltdown in 2007, but will suddenly fiercely support an artist over a decade later, even though the artist says it is not necessary. If these fans care so deeply about Britney's autonomy, why can they not accept her saying explicitly that she is doing well and has more control over her life than news media lets on? It is society's inability to take the words and the actions of a woman seriously, and it is the overall stress and anxiety that is placed on celebrities by both fans and haters that can cause artists to be pushed over the edge. For the sake of Britney, it seems that our best bet is to let her exist. work out her own issues and support her in whatever it is that she decides, not make up a story and come up with theories to fit a narrative created for her. Thank you so much for listening to this episode on Britney. I've loved Britney for years. I grew up with hits like Womanizer, Until the World Ends, just like blasting on the radio all the time. And I think as an artist, she has created an amazing career for herself throughout the years. Personally, I hope the courts do find her well enough to regain control of her custody agreements, her finances, and her career. But I trust that she will be a part of the decision whenever it is made. Tune in next time. Spread love.
I know I get a lot of flack for what I wear and what I say and what I don't say. But I'm not a little girl anymore. And I guess I do those things because the way I feel inside. And I also know that I'm a young lady and I have a lot to learn and a lot to experience. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the way I feel right now inside, I feel so wonderful because I'm doing exactly what I love to do. And I'm experiencing all of my wildest dreams. And my advice to you is to never, ever lose your passion to dream. Please, don't.